Praise God. You know, the Bible said we're subject one to another. Even this whole service, right when he started, I got caught up into I'm still caught up into a realm right now. But I'm about to release a prophetic word for this house that will come to pass. There's no doubt whatsoever this is going to come to pass in this house. That's how you want me to do it, Lord. The Spirit of the Lord says, I've set an open door for this house to come into my house. It's a latter-day house that I have prepared. I have spoken to you of it. I have taught you. And now, in identity, you will become heirs and kings with me. In service, you will become servants, doorkeepers. As David said, I would rather be a doorkeeper. But you're not keeping just an ordinary door in my house. This is a very special door that I have reserved for the last days. All of which is in this house you have not seen with your natural eyes. You've only seen it with the eye of your spirit. You've only heard it by my words. But you will soon see all of it manifest in your midst. Upon the manifestation of this house, I will raise this house to become doorkeepers. Great and mighty men and women will rise from this house, the likes of which and the anointing of which is not seen. There is a wisdom now that will be given. I will honor all those, saith the Spirit of the Lord, that will honor this house. If you remain in a position of honor, you will be given free access to all that is in this house. And I'm speaking of my house now, saith the Lord, the house of David, the house of the crown. There's a multitude of operations in this house. Wisdom reigneth, and all of her operations are in this house. The capacity to see is beyond anything that you have ever experienced in your earthly life, earthly business, or earthly ministry. The capacity to understand is unlike anything that you have seen, saith the Lord. You will be given a light that's not of this world, that's not presently operating. Only few in any generation have even tapped the level of light that will come out. And I set an open door for you to come in, to partake freely, to receive freely. You will find it in this next season an ease to enter into these things. You will see, understand, and be equipped with an equipping that has been reserved for this final generation. It will be the greatest darkness, the greatest generation of darkness the world has ever seen. But it will also be the generation of the greatest light. Out of this room will come wisdom, and out of this room will proceed dominion. You will be brought in to be clothed. You've only touched it. In any given time over these last 10 years, you've only touched a foretaste of it. You've only seen and measured. But now I'm going to open in this hour your capacity to see without measure and to function without measure and to be anointed without measure. You will be brought in to partake freely of the table. It will manifest in your home. It will manifest in your business. It will manifest in your ministry. It will manifest in your families. You will see me go and bring your whole families in. I will grant the blessing of generational inheritance into this house. You will first be called up into the room. I will acquaint you with the room and escort you personally through it. I'm not speaking to one. I'm speaking to the mantle that will rest upon this house. All those that will honor will have free access. All those who dishonor, you will find everything to become very difficult. I will bring men and women and leaders of nations to come, for there will be an open door. It will not be here, though it will start here. I will move you from this place geographically you are to another place, saith the Lord, that I have reserved. And as there, my heaven will fully open. And as my heavens open, you will be clothed in all of this house. It is the king's house. It is the house of Solomon, yet a greater glory. A house of wisdom. Many of you will be raised into great places in the earth and be given great voice in my kingdom. Many of you will function in great authority and the sons coming after you. Many will be raised up. They will not take the time that it took before. For you as doorkeepers, I will cause an assimilation. I will bring them in. Some as orphans, you will not even recognize the king in them. But within months, you'll see their transformation as I assimilate them through the present leadership and the wisdom. And yet there is a greater glory coming to heal and make whole right into your midst, to set free right into your midst. And yet this is the beginning of a great light, says the Spirit of the Lord. My light that you could only see presently in part, how it would work, how it would function. I've given you limited understanding, but the gate will now open in this hour. You will find yourself dwelling in this realm. You will find yourself dwelling in this great house I'm opening. You are the first fruit, saith the Lord, of many to come and sit at my table. You are the first fruits of those who have been faithful. You will come in quickly and sit down. You will drink and you will eat, saith the Lord, and you will partake of the inheritance of the saints in the light. You will begin preaching inheritance. And it will not just be preaching it by faith, saith the Lord. You will walk in it. You will be clothed in it. You will find inheritance and wealth very easy to come by. You will find favor all around you when others have none. You will find open doors all around. And you will find joy, a deep, resonating joy, a joy that cometh from me and abiding with me. A house of worship you will be, a house of abiding. You will teach those that keep my words. For I give you the mandate to be the doorkeeper of this house that will merge globally. The Church of Philadelphia will merge globally. But there'll be an open heaven here amongst you, amongst those who partake, amongst those who connect, amongst those that are hungry. I have heard every prayer prayed in this house. I have heard every prayer that's been represented before me. I have brought you to enough maturity now to handle what is coming out. Many of you will now be welcomed in to begin a dwelling in the heavenly realm, the house of David, upon which throne I sit. You would keep the doors for me opened with knowledge, with understanding, with the cultivation of the open heaven. You will be part of my assimilation as I bring my reigning kings into the door. They will not know their kings coming in, but it will not be as before, as it took these years that you have called years. It's not even a day in my sight. But time will now, there will be an expedition now. I will do a quick work. You will have an equipping and a glory among you. You will see the souls of men be transformed overnight. There will be a special glory in here because you sowed to the hurting ones. Because you sowed to the ones with dysfunction without price. Because you gave time and attention to what you would call sozo. I'm bringing a mantle here corporately that's going to make whole the soul of men. The whole, the soul of the orphan. It will manifest corporately in services. Much like the healing would manifest in a body. But I'm going to heal the foundations of the soul. This house will be known for it. People will come from afar just for this oil that flows. But it's only a part of what I'm truly building. An authority and a dominion will be given. You say, Lord, how could this be with me? I'm going to change the way you see me. You only see in part. So I do not fault you for seeing in part. I will open the eyes of this house in fullness. There will be given a focus and a glory where I said your whole being would be flooded with light, manifested, transfigurating light. There will be those of you that are truly hungry that will enter into the realm of transfiguration that's directly above this house. You will have to press for that. But those who want it will enter into a light where your whole body, your countenance, will be flooded with the light of my glory. When you come out from a realm such as this, all will be healed that's in the vicinity of where you are, until the glory lifts from your body, everyone will be made whole. In the presence of this kind of glory, there'll be no evil that can stand. There'll be no infirmity that can stand. There'll be no dysfunction that can stand. I set a table before you to come first to where I am. And you will truly eat in this hour. It will not be before when you would only eat minimally. It will open now fully because you kept the word of my patience. You've had little strength, but you've kept my words. This is what I've asked of you, saith the Lord, more than anything. I've asked to keep my words. And because you have kept them, I will honor the whole house. saith the Lord. And all who come in, you will be given power to bless from this place. You will lay your hands upon another. And when you bless, this house will come upon them. Even when they have been not acquainted with it, the blessing will show up while they're being acquainted. The glory will show up. This house will be made known to the world. And the world will be made known to the house. There'll be many nations to come through. There will be an angel that I will assign to this house. He will keep harmony, order, and peace. For there'll be multiple rivers that will come out and come in. Multiple operations and multiple people coming in and out of the glory. My angel that will be among you will keep the order. There will be many things moving on many days until the day is full. All of these things are now upon you, says the Spirit of grace. This is the place where I open the room of inheritance to you now and invite you to come in, to partake, to sit down and understand truly. Many will be given the banah. Many will be given judgments into the earth, the capacity to rule and reign, to be led in the midst of right decisions. You'll no longer make decisions out of the darkness of the soul, or unknowingly you'll see far greater than you've ever seen before. You'll make right decisions. Wisdom will stand with you, for she sitteth in this house. A house for all nations, for all people, for all ages, says the Spirit of the Lord. Worship will return to this house. My worshipers will begin coming in. They will return now, for my word has been completed here. The foundations of this house has been laid. They will now be constructed by the seven spirits of God that will work with you. And in Ambrondesi, you must prepare yourself for the mass transformation that's coming. Do not be concerned what's happening in the earth, for all things are going to turn to glory for those who dwell in glory. I will turn your eye away from the evil, for you're called to minister from the realm of my glory, saith the Spirit of the Lord. My table will be set among you. And I will cause you to serve from it. Remember these words today. In identity, you are kings and heirs of all that I have. And I will not withhold anything from you. That is a lie of the enemy, saith the Lord, that I withholding from you. I do not withhold. In service, you are all servants. You will come off the place that you sit with me, and you will serve humanity. Though you are king, you will become servants to all. But you will serve them from my table and not the table of human sufficiency. You will serve them with the greatest joy made known to man. You will serve them the Father's love. You will serve them the Father's book. You will serve them the glory of the Father's realm. You are both kings and you are servants. When you're with me, you are kings. When you're amongst men, though you function as a king, your true calling is a servant to all. This harmony will be set. This wisdom will be given. This glory is now open. And you will see the rivers begin to flow out into your realm. You will feel the rivers. You will partake of them. You will receive them. You will dwell in the land of milk and honey. And you will know the great generosity of my Father. And on that day, which is this day, you will know I never withheld anything. It was the lack of understanding, the lack of position, that understanding gives. It was the lack of a doorway that was not fully opened. But now, because this house has kept my word, I will not only open it to you, but I'm going to open it to the nations. And you will drink freely and partake freely. And great, if you remember what I have said to you today, shall be your reward. Great, if you remember what I said to you today, shall be your reward. I want that open heaven song, the soft one. Open up. I was in this realm before I came into church. I was transported back into it. And now I'm standing again in this realm. We are partakers. Let's all stand for a moment. We give you access to... You want to come to this altar? Step in to what now belongs to you. You are now inheritor heirs of the house that's opening first to you, then to the world. It will be all that I said it was, saith the Lord. It is the best wine. You will know it.